Why frog and snake never play together? One day, a small frog went out to play. While hopping through the forest, he met a creature he had never seen before. "Who are you?" asked frog.
"I'm a snake. Who are you?"
"I'm a frog. Would you like to play?"
"Sure," hissed snake.
So snake and frog played together in the forest. Frog taught his new friend how to hop. Soon, snake was hopping almost as well as frog. Snake taught frog how to crawl. Frog thought it was great. Now, he could sneak up on his friends. Finally, it was time to go home for lunch. Frog said, "You're the best friend ever."
"That was so much fun," replied Snake.
"See you tomorrow." They hugged each other goodbye, then rushed home. When Frog got home, he excitedly showed his mother he could crawl on the floor. Mother Frog asked, "Where did you learn that?"
"My new friend Snake taught me. He's my best friend," Frog answered proudly.
His mother screamed, "Don't you know that snakes eat frogs?"
"Frogs are not friends for snakes.
Frogs are food for snakes. You must never play with snakes. You must never play with him again." Frog wondered about what his mother had said. He remembered that Snake had hugged him a little too hard. Meanwhile, when Snake returned home, he excitedly showed his mother he could hop in the air.
"Who taught you that?"
"My new friend Frog taught me. He's my best friend," Snake answered proudly. His mother screeched, "Snakes don't play with frogs. They eat them. Frogs are not friends for snakes. Frogs are food for snakes. Next time you see frog, you eat him." Snake wondered about what his mother had said. When they hugged, it had felt really good to squeeze frog. The next morning, Snake slithered over to Frog's house and called, "Come out and play!" Frog yelled through the door, "I can't play with you ever again."
"Oh, I see that. Your mother has talked to you too. I guess that's the end of our friendship," said Snake sadly.
Frog and Snake have never played together since. Sometimes they sit quietly in the sun, wondering what would have happened if they had never told their mothers. They might still be playing together.